Welcome, welcome to the Why Are We Even Together podcast. And it's me, your host again, Cece, back again for another one. And for this spooky episode today, we will be covering a movie that I'm sure you've seen it if you do have Netflix. But, you know, Netflix be acting a little shady lately nowadays. I don't know. But I'm sure that you've seen this advertised. It is based on a novel. But before I say anything else, today's episode will be on The School for Good and Evil. So today I have a special guest. You might hear her bouncing around a little bit with her new little bell, but I have my little girl Virgo here. She's my black cat. I don't actually have children, but she is my child. But yes, Virgo, my black cat, she's amazing. Okay, now getting into the story of The School for Good and Evil. As I said in the intro, it is based on a novel. It is streaming currently on Netflix. It is a Netflix original. You know, it was Netflix original, but it was based on a novel, you know. It is, I had no idea it was this long. But it is 2 hours and 27 minutes, so basically a 2 hour and 30 minute movie. But honestly, it kind of does go by fast. While I'm watching it, like around like in the middle of it or towards the end, I'm like, wow, okay, a lot's happened so far, you know. But it really, it was kind of pretty good. So before I tell you what it's basic, well, I will tell you what it's basically like. It's a fantasy drama is what the genre is. It is PG-13. However, little kids could watch this. There is one curse word at one time, but it's the one shocking little time. And it's not like, you know, the big bombs. But kids can watch it. It's very, very much like Harry Potter vibes when Harry Potter's like a teenager. It's like if Harry Potter was combined with, what's a teen drama? If Freeform mixed in with Harry Potter, then that's what you get is this movie, sort of. Yeah. But in any case, so the main characters are Agatha and Sophie, both played by actors who are actually both named Sophia, which is very intriguing. I haven't seen any of them, but I know that the one who plays Agatha, she does Disney stuff. I think she was in American Horror Story. Wow, my mind. But you could tell I don't watch Disney like that anymore. Well, not the kid pop stuff, but yeah. High School Musical. I believe she might have been in that, but I don't know. That was just from looking it up for a second. I didn't really pay that much attention. But in any case, Kerry Washington is also in the cast, and Kate Blanchett is in the cast. I didn't realize that. Oh, but Charlize Theron is in this. Love her. Gotta love Charlize Theron. Kerry Washington is from Scandal and among other things after that. Charlize Theron is from a million things. She's amazing, fabulous. So, yes, this school is actually very much like Hogwarts. It's like a mysterious school. The girl, Sophie, is wanting to be a princess. She felt like she was born to be a princess. She's blonde with long blonde hair. You know, everybody talks about how she has amazing hair. Now she's so beautiful. And so and she just knows she's meant more than to be in this small little town called, what was the town that they're from? Godiva? I don't know. Something like that. But yeah, she wants to leave their small little town. And her friend, Agatha, she's a black chick. She is the one who is Gavaldon. Gavaldon is the name of their small town. But anyway, the black chick, Agatha, she is made fun of all the time because her family has been known to be doing spells. So people think that she's a witch, you know, blah, 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 blah. There's no really real reason why. It's just rumors around town. So there's that. However, Agatha and Sophie are both best friends from childhood because Sophie lost her mother. Her mother died when she was young, and her father remarried to her stepmother, who she does not tend to like, but we don't see much of her. But Agatha was there when they were young, and she was just like, I'll love you forever, blah, 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 blah. You know, sounds, you know, cute. cute, you know, best friend stuff, but also a little soulmate-y vibe, you know, but I won't give much spoilers. I mean, I don't even know, like, whatever. In any case, that's just me having speculations, but we haven't even gotten to the full plot of it. Anyway, so Sophie wants to live in a better town. They hear a rumor about this magical school from one of the clerks at one of the shops, and Sophie, going behind Agatha's back, because Agatha wants to stay in the town, even though Agatha is made fun of all the time, she wants to stay in town with Sophie, because if Sophie leaves, then that means Agatha will be made fun of because she doesn't have Sophie by her side. Made fun of more. So Sophie, behind her back, goes ahead and writes a letter and puts it in a wishing tree that her and Agatha have found when they were kids. They usually make wishes at this wishing tree. She leaves the note there, and lo and behold, it is answered. I won't give any, like, spoilers about the big story, but she gets taken in the middle of the night, but Agatha catches on, and she is trying to prevent it. So as, this sounds very ferocious, but as Sophie is being dragged through the night by some unknown mysterious magical thing, Agatha grabs onto her hands, and they're both being dragged through the night, and they all of a sudden go into this land. And there's this land with the school of good and evil. So there are two separate schools. One school is the school of good, and one school is the school of evil. And unfortunately, Sophie, the one who wants to be a princess, is dropped off at the school of evil, and Agatha is dropped off at the school of good. So Agatha is very much giving witch vibes before we even see her. She's very skeptical, very, not into the whole being a princess kind of thing. But however, being dropped off at the school of good and being a female, she is being taught to be a princess. But she, the whole time, she's like, I need to find my friend. I need to get to my friend. But they separate. As I said, they're two separate schools. They keep the villains and the heroes separate. And that's essentially what it is. The school of good has all the heroes. The school of evil has all the villains. And Sophie is dropped off at the school of evil. And she's just like saying all this time, this is a mistake. This is a mistake. This is a mistake. And Agatha's saying, I need to find my friend. I need to find my friend. We need to go home. Go home. And so this is happening all this time. We find out that the only way that it's apparently impossible for a human to cross through to go into the other side, to the human realm or to the different realm. So, but the only way that they can do that is if, No. They actually can't go back. Yeah, it's been established that they cannot go back. However, if they don't pass the school and if they fail, then they end up getting turned into objects, or, you know, they essentially die. You know, they get killed. And that's very ferocious, but I guess it is a school of magic. But ooh, yeah, right? Kind of a little off, a little strange. But yeah, Sophie convinces Agatha. She's like, this is where I belong. This is what I want to do. This is what I want to be. But I want to be a princess. And they find out from the school principal, headmaster, principal, or whatever, that kind of thing, that kind of role. They find out from him. Oh, and he is in it. Oh, my goodness. What is his name? I always, like, you know, his name always eludes me. But he is amazing. Lawrence Fishburne. Hey. Original Matrix. Should have been in the remake. But anyway, I digress. So yes, the, principal or whatever, the schoolmaster is what he's called. The schoolmaster informs them that Sophie can in fact, cross over to becoming, to being a hero or going into the school of good to becoming a princess. If she can prove that, if she kisses somebody from the school of good and it is true love's kiss. So it can't just be anybody's kiss. It has to be true love's kiss. And it has to be someone from the school of good. And by marrying somebody and being with somebody from the school of good, she can in itself become good. And so that whole time, they're trying to find her Prince Charming, basically. Agatha's trying to help her. And then there are all these little characters where it's like, for instance, Hook's son is in the school. Prince Charming's son is in the school, but he's not very charming, which is kind of funny. What else? Camelot, what's his name? That guy. He's in the school. Yeah. Camelot's son, I mean, not Camelot, but King Arthur. King Arthur's son is in the school, and he's the cool guy. So, yeah, there are all these little things that are kind of cute and funny. But mainly, honestly, I think it's all the guys who are, like, actually character names, which is kind of annoying and weird. Why didn't Netflix go above and beyond for the female characters? In any case, all the actors were really fun and good. One of the actors that I found in there who is playing a princess is one of the people who was in Sex Education. So there's that, like her. Can't remember her name right now, but whatever. So, I will say that I love the outfits, love the magic. Everything is good. Kerry Washington did an amazing job as always and usual. So did Charlize Theron. And so did Lawrence Fishburne. I would say it was good vibes. The music was very teen boppy, not teen boppy, but very much like, you know, pop and today's pop. Oh, it did give me Sabrina vibes. Okay, that's what it was. If Sabrina, and I'm not like Sabrina the Teenage Witch, I mean The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina from Netflix. If that combined with Harry Potter, that's what we get here. That's exactly what we get here. And that's totally those vibes that I get, especially when Sophie ends up embracing her dark side, which I love that part. But in any case, so I won't spoil it or give any more, but I will definitely give this movie, I did enjoy it a lot. Like I said, it didn't last for too long. It was, you know, it could have been funnier, but you know, I didn't really have higher expectations. It actually past my expectations, to be honest. I think I would give it 10 being the best thing I've ever seen, because it would not be the best thing I've ever seen, and 5 being, you know, basic. I suppose I would give this an 8.9. I mean, for what it is, yeah, I would give it an 8.9, maybe even a 9. I'll say 8.9. It was pretty good. It was pretty good. 8.9 stars, y'all, out of 10. Or maybe 10. I mean not 10, maybe 9. I'm debating between 9 or 8.9. We'll stick with 8.9 to be safe. But yeah, it was really, really good. That's what I rate it. Let me know what y'all think, and I definitely hope this helped. Like I said, this is definitely family friendly. However, you can watch it with your boo. It is enjoyable. As me as an adult, I did enjoy it. Yeah, I hope this helped y'all. Thank you so much for listening today. I love y'all so much. Thank you so much. You know my email, whyarewetogether@gmail.com. No E even. whyarewetogether@gmail.com. And I also have my Instagram, so check that out. That actually does say, whyarewetogether. So go at whyarewetogether@gmail.com. No, not at Gmail. Just at whyarewetogether on Instagram. You can tell I'm not used to this, y'all. But yes, I am slowly but surely trying to advertise and trying to give you guys more content. But I hope this helped. And yeah. Okay, bye. Oh, yeah, wait. And why are we even together? Because it's an amazing podcast, y'all. Okay, bye.